welcome to this week's edition of OHL News, presented by Warrior. I'm Terry Doyle. Coming up on the show, we'll talk to a Barrie Colts forward who had a breakout season last year and is hoping to continue it this season with the Colts after being drafted in the 2015 National Hockey League Entry Draft. But first, this week's Pioneer Energy OHL Player of the Week is goaltender Zach Bowman of the Flint Firebirds. He posted a 2-0 record last weekend with a 0.96 goals against average and a .966 save percentage, and he was busy making a total of 58 saves in the two games, earning first stars in the contest, including the inaugural home opener for the Flint Firebirds. Both of the victories last week came against their Michigan rivals, the Saginaw Spirit, a 3-0 shutout against the Spirit, and then a 3-2 victory in the first ever game played at the Dort Federal Event Center in Flint, Michigan. Bowman is an 18-year-old goaltender from St. Catharines, playing his third season in the Ontario Hockey League after being originally selected by the franchise in the fourth round of the 2013 OHL Priority Selection. Among the honorable mentions from last week is Matthew Tkachuk of the London Knights. He had 6 points in his first two OHL career games. Tkachuk is eligible for the 2016 NHL Entry Draft, and among seven OHL players who've been given an A rating by NHL Central Scouting on their players to watch list for the upcoming draft, these are players they believe to be candidates to be chosen in the first round of the next NHL entry draft, but of course things change over the course of the season. Tkachuk is joined by London teammates Oliu Levi, along with Max Jones. Mississauga has two players as well, with Michael McLeod and Alex Nylander. Then it's Alex DeBrincat of the Erie Otters and Sarnia Sting defenseman Jacob Chychrun. You can see the entire list at OntarioHockeyLeague.com. Now, a player chosen in the 2015 NHL Entry Draft was Andrew Mangiapane of the Barrie Colts. He was very worthy of being drafted by the Flames after picking up 104 points, including 43 goals, in his second year in the Ontario Hockey League last season. Earlier this week, I caught up with Mangiapane as we talked about the Barrie Colts opening the season with a 2-0 record, sweeping their games last weekend before falling on home ice Thursday night against the Sarnia Sting. Andrew, let's start things off. You guys were off to a nice start with the 2-0 record to start the season. What went well on opening weekend to lead to the two wins?
Yeah, it's definitely nice, I guess, to start off on a 2-0, right? I don't know. We played hard, right? We practiced a lot, and we were excited to play. So, I mean, we had a lot of rookies playing, so I think they were all excited. So we just kept it simple, pucks in, pucks deep, and go hard on the puck.
The first game was in Kingston. You played overtime. What did you think of the new 3-on-3 overtime?
It's interesting. I like it. It's I guess it's more inclined for more offense, right? And there's one good chance one way. You know there's going to be another good chance the other way, so you got to back check hard, right?
Have you found coaches are getting a little nervous because they're worried about the odd man chances the other way?
Yeah, definitely, right? And you got to pick and choose your spots and when to jump up into the rush and stuff like that.
Started off with the road games there. Is it going to be nice to be on home ice this weekend?
Yes, definitely. I'm excited to, I guess, see the fans and, you know, get the season opener.
For you, obviously coming off quite a season last year, was it almost one of those cases that you got a little bit of downtime in the summer but then kind of chomping at the bit to get going and hopefully continue on what you did last year?
Yeah, definitely, right. I want to, I guess, build off of what I did last year, right? I guess me and Kevin being back, right, we got to, I guess, come together and, I guess, keep going forward.
Obviously, it was busy over the summer, though, and drafted by the Calgary Flames. You've had a chance to interact with them now a little bit. What sort of things have you learned just being around the Flames so far?
I've learned a lot, right, just me being there for development camp and rookie and main camp, right, I just didn't learn a lot, everything that they've been telling me and just the little things, right?
For you, I know draft day was a long day. You know, draft day was a long day for you, obviously, waiting around for your name to be called. Was it kind of like, that was a tough day, but just because of how long it took, but once it was done, you're just part of the Flames organization, just like everybody else that was drafted?
Yeah, definitely, right? Yeah, I would, I guess, like to go, I guess, earlier, right? I think anyone would have, right? But, I mean, I was happy that I got picked up by the Flames, and I was happy that I went here, that I actually got picked up by a team. Last year I was sitting there, and I never heard my name called, so I was happy this year when I heard my name called.
Are things like that things that you just sort of use as motivators moving forward, as probably you've already done in your career to a certain extent?
Yeah, definitely, right. I wasn't, I guess, drafted into the OHL, so I kind of, I guess, use that as fuel for, I guess, my past year. I saw, like, me getting not dropped into the NHL. I said, you know what, I could quit now, or I could keep pushing and, I guess, do as best as I can, right, and only keep moving forward. So I put in my, I guess, work in the gym. I trained hard, and good things, I guess, paid off.
Do you find these kind of experiences have helped you just deal with adversity as well?
Yes, I'd say so, right? When you always got to, I guess, like the saying says, you always got to look at the glass half full, right? So not half empty. So, I mean, I guess always have a positive attitude and just always, I guess, try your best.
For you guys, tell me about, coming up here this weekend. You've got Sarnie in town, and then, sort of continue on the way that your weekend is going to go. What's sort of been the mood around the club this week at practice?
We're facing some, good teams on the weekend here. We're having our, first 3-3. So, I mean, we just got to, just play our game. We just puck the net, back check hard, and just do all the little things to help us out a lot.
I know it's cliche, but how important is it to just get off to a good start in the season rather than, of course, the opposite way of potentially digging yourself a hole?
Yeah, definitely, right? It's always good to get that, good jump and not be in a hole, right? And, it's when, the season gets down to the last couple games, you don't want to be fighting for a spot. You want to already be in a spot, right?
That was forward Andrew Mangiapane of the Barrie Colts. And in this week's BMO CHL Top 10 rankings, the Colts come in as the number 3 team in the Canadian Hockey League, trailing the Brandon Wheat Kings of the Western Hockey League and the Shawinigan Cataract of the Q. The London Knights are ranked 6th, the Erie Otters in 8th, with honorable mention going to the Niagara Ice Dogs. And how about the feat by Alex DeBrincat of the Erie Otters on Thursday night? He scored 5 goals in a 6-1 win by the Otters against the Niagara Ice Dogs. The first time in Erie Otters history, the player has scored 5 goals in a hockey game. A big game for DeBrincat, of course, as we mentioned, eligible for the 2016 NHL Entry Draft, and one of the players near the top of the list right now, according to NHL Central Scouting. Well, that's going to do it for our show this week. Be sure to check out OntarioHockeyLeague.com for the latest updates, and check out OHL Live this season, as you can follow the Ontario Hockey League right through the 2015-2016 season. This has been OHL News, presented by Warrior. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.